你好。
Hello, 你好。I am Amanda Schoenblodgett, Miss Panda, and this is Playful Chinese.
Meow, meow.
Yeah, I want to have a pet too. Do you want to take a guess and see what I want for a pet?
Hello, it's Amanda, Miss Panda. I wrote a book. It's called First Mandarin Sounds, an awesome Chinese word book. My Chinese language teacher advisors persuaded me to change the original title to this one. First Mandarin Sounds. So it's playful, fun, and engaging, just like what we do here.First Mandarin Sounds, now available worldwide. You can read about it at MissPandaChinese.com. Check it out.
Chong Wu. I want a pet. Chong Wu. Hey, you're here. Today you smell like...you smell like a kitty cat. 小猫. You smell like a kitty cat. 你闻起来像小猫。
你闻起来像小猫。
喵喵。
Yeah, I want to have a pet too. Do you want to take a guess?And see what I want for a pet. Pet. 宠物宠物 You ready? 你准备好了吗? You can help me. Yes, find the pet I want. Okay? Alright, take a guess. What? You know already? A green one?
绿色的绿色的
And what?What does it say?
蛇
Snake
蛇
A green snake?
绿色的蛇绿色的蛇不是不是不是
No, no, no
不是绿色的蛇
不是不是不是 No, I don't think so. How about another pet?
Yeah, that's a good idea. A brown color. 棕色的
棕色的 Yeah,
棕色的
A bear. Yeah,
熊棕色的熊
A brown bear
棕色的熊
That sounds like a great idea But my room is too small I don't think the brown bear will be comfortable And I think it's dangerous But I do have a teddy bear And it's brown, it's okay
A green snake 一条绿色的蛇一条绿色的蛇
No, not that one. 不是不是不是 A brown bear.
一只棕色的熊一只棕色的熊
That is too big.
太大了太大了太大了
Do you have any other ideas?
Yeah, that's a good idea. 好主意。好主意。
Something gray? I like that.
灰色的。灰色的。
And what is that again?
Aww, a baby elephant as a pet. A baby elephant.小象 小象
A little elephant
小象
That sounds so cute That sounds so cute
好可爱好可爱
And I don't think my room can handle that Because I might grow very fast
Can you give me another idea?
Yeah, that's a good idea. 好主意，好主意。Mm-hmm.
That's something brown.
Okay, 棕色的，棕色的。
A brown monkey.
Monkey? 猴子，猴子。
A brown monkey.
棕色的猴子。棕色的猴子
That sounds a lot of fun. I think the monkey is going to be very naughty, so I don't think it will work in my room.
Naughty, 顽皮顽皮
Are you naughty?
你顽皮吗你顽皮吗
I am naughty. Yeah, Miss Panda is naughty. Yeah, but I think maybe the monkey probably won't work. So let's think about something else.
Yes, that's a great idea. 好主意，好主意。
Is something white?
Ooh, 白色的，白色的。
And it's kind of small?
小小的。小小的
And softy, wafty Oh, I like that
Softy, soft 软软的软软的
And I like that It's a rabbit, it's a bunny
兔子兔子一只白色的兔子一只白色的兔子
Oh, that's a great idea.
You have another good idea?
Great.
Let me know. Tell me. 告诉我
Tell me.
告诉我
Something black?
黑色的黑色的
A black dog.
Dog.
狗狗
A black dog
黑色的狗黑色的狗
That's a great idea
好主意好主意
You have another idea?
Yes, I'm listening
A spotty cat
Oh, that sounds so cute.
Cat.
猫猫
A spotty cat.
小花猫小花猫
A little spotty cat. That sounds so nice. I think I want them all.
我想要我想要
I want to have.
我想要一只白色的兔子白色的兔子一只黑色的狗黑色的狗还有还有还有一只小花猫小花猫
I love it. Thank you for giving me all the great ideas.
If you have a pet, you should teach your pet how to speak Chinese.
Yeah, maybe we should work on that.
Teach them how to speak Chinese.
说中文
说中文说中文I love to hear from you. Today we have a question from Zara. She wants to know how to ask for the bathroom in Mandarin. That's a great question. If you're in class and you want to ask your teacher that you need to go to the bathroom, then you can say, 我可以去厕所吗?我可以去厕所吗?
Bathroom, 厕所, or another way to say it is 洗手间。
洗手间。
And there's another way to say it,
卫生间。卫生间。
If you're traveling and you are in a Chinese-speaking destination, then you want to ask people where the restroom is, then you can say,
请问厕所在哪里?请问厕所在哪里?
Or you can use
卫生间。请问卫生间在哪里?
Do you have a question for Miss Panda? Don't forget to send it in!
Let's Learn Mandarin Chinese with Miss Panda Audio Lesson Album guides parents and young children to activate the joy of learning Mandarin Chinese. It is now streaming on Amazon, Apple iTunes, Spotify,Google Play, and all streaming platforms. Learn more about Let's Learn Mandarin Chinese with Miss Panda audio lesson album at misspandachinese.com. This episode is sponsored by Let's Learn Mandarin Chinese with Miss Panda audio program, streaming on Apple iTunes, Spotify,Amazon, and all streaming platforms. Joy multiplies when it is shared. You can rate, review, and share Playful Chinese in all podcast platforms. Come and join me next time for more Playful Chinese. This is Miss Panda, and I'll see you next time. 我们下次见。